Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is George Harrison. Drive safely.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
This is the Possum Hour theme.
Joyful, joyful, happy, joyful, joyful, oh, happy day, oh, happy day, happy day, happy day, happy day, happy day, happy day, happy day,
gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you upon that path. Made a lot of wind this weekend, a lot of wind. Hopefully Ted doesn't have a lot of wind tonight. This is day 766 since truth became negotiable. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Dine and Dash Cam recorders and luxury fur-lined sunglasses. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their silly patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Shemps. You're listening to Garage Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, it's Possum Hour, Yabba Dabba Doo, Go Ahead, Two. Tuesdays, and during the week, whenever the fuck he feels like it, other than Monday and Friday, it's that's Possum Climb time. That's silly. It's clobbering time with your host and mine, bashful, brown-eyed Ben J. Grimm. And the aforementioned Friday Night Possum. That wraps up that piece of business. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
It's the greatest rock song ever written, Stairway to Heaven, the one song you just can't get enough of. And now KTEL has collected 30 different versions of this beloved contemporary classic on one 12-inch stereo LP. Yes, if you love Stairway to Heaven now, you'll love it dozens of different ways with KTEL's new Stairway to Heaven. And what would heaven be without stars? And Stairway to Heaven has 30 great stars with their own interpretations of Led Zeppelin's musical milestone. You'll hear George Benson, REO Speedwagon, and Al Stewart.
There's a lady who's sure all the glitters is gone.
Hold on to your headsets, there's more. Devo, Ferrani and Teicher, and Buffy St. Marie.
Your head is humming and it won't go.
And for you classical buffs, Luciano Pavarotti.
There was a lady on the
floor. From the soulful baritone strut of Barry White.
Baby, baby, makes me wonder.
The popular country crooning of Slim Whitman.
And she's buying a stairway to heaven.
All the way to the saucy stylings of Ricky Lee Jones.
And she's buying a stairway. Buy a
stairway. Hey kids, turn mom and dad onto the great sounds of Stairway to Heaven with the 5-Neat Guys.
And she's buying.
Favorite copycat, Rich Little, singing it as only he can, sounding so close to the original, it's scary.
If there's a bustle in your bedroom, don't be alone, man. It's just a sprinkly for the make queen.
If you went to a record store to buy this record, they'd laugh at you, not because of your looks, but because they're not allowed to sell it. That's right, Stairway to Heaven is not available in stores. Available only by mail. Stairway to Heaven, 30 versions of Stairway to Heaven at 33 and a third, for a third of the price you pay in a store. But once again, you can't buy it. Send $9.99 for records, $12.99 for 8-track tape or cassette to Stairway 7, P.O. Box 104, Mellonville. Send now.
Wow, and there's our first caller. Ted seems to be alert, too.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hi.
Hi. This is Sarah Coventry.
Hey, Sarah Coventry, what's up?
Did you watch the Oscars last night?
No, I went to bed early.
Maggot. Why are you still on the air.
I sometimes wonder that myself.
Pity. You're so fucking pity.
Thank you.
I've got to throw up now. So go fuck yourself.
There's a lady who goes to the store that won't close, and she's shopping at 7-Eleven. Down the aisle she sees Ding Dong's beer and Friskies, and a Snickers really satisfies her. If there's a penny on the counter, you can use it. Please pay inside before pumping gas. Dear Lebanese cashier, how I wish you spoke English. I just bought a big gulp from Ahmed.
Perhaps you would be enjoying a beef jerky with your purchase of Hustler magazine. Do you require a spoon straw?
And you will find one down the road. Coffee and cigarettes to go. Twinkies from here to Tokyo. They've been robbed 8 times in a row. As the fluorescent lights glow.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Oh, that's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme that thing.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, Professor R.J. Gumby!
Yeah!
What the fuck,
I said.
Oh, man. He was cool, too. He was sleeping until, like, 10 minutes before the show. I gave him a treat, and then he didn't finish it, and he said, I want more treats, motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
I said,
I see,
no. How about no? And then he proceeded to bark. So, there you have it. So, how was your weekend?
It was all right. It was a good weekend.
Good. Good.
Your average weekend.
Mine was uneventful.
Nothing to write home about.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I had a gig Saturday. It was like 3.5 hours long. And, boy, I was glad when it was over because I haven't worked in like a month. And that's a long time to just constantly sit there and draw. But
I imagine
it was
so.
A smashing
great.
Success.
Good.
Everybody was happy.
Any honey?
Everyone.
Any honey?
Yeah, a couple.
Okay,
couple
right.
Good looking.
All right, nudge, say no more, say no more.
Couple of young ladies and a couple of soccer moms that were somewhat attractive.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Right. It was a school event, so there was it was mostly kids. Mostly kids.
All right. Kids got moms.
Did a good one. I wish I'd have taken a picture of this one. I did both the kids. They were both Opies, you know, with the red hair and the freckles. A boy and a girl. I put them on either side, and then the dad had a shaved head and then this big brush mustache. Like, oh, man, it was the gator, you know, went down to his chin, down to the bone. Burly guy. And I drew him right in the middle. And it just came out really nice. And then he sticks this paw out for me to shake. I'm like, holy shit. Man, I broke my little hand. I've got very delicate hands. Comes from not ever doing an honest day's work. But I digress.
Did he have a red stash? Is that red? Is he a ginger?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's like strawberry blonde. Reddish.
Oh, sure.
So, I was thinking, they had the Academy Awards last night. We're kind of tying in with that. I thought we'd blow up that song that won Best Song, Lady Goo Goo and Dude.
Yeah.
It was kind of a good song. I was like, give it a break.
I never heard it. I didn't watch it.
I was in the wrong mood to be blowing things up today.
I'm in year two of not watching a new Woody Allen movie. So fuck all. It's in this den to me.
Fuck Hollywood then. Fuck the rest of them. I like it.
Fuck Hollywood.
Yeah.
2 years without seeing a new Allen movie. I'm getting skipped out over here.
Yeah.
Fuck them all.
Where you come down on Kenny Loggins?
Fuck him. Well.
Well. you're in luck. Gonna blow up Kenny Loggins tonight. For no real reason at all. Just because. Because.
Could we can.
Yeah. Ted's out there barking, so I gotta go get him. Oh jeez. That dog, he's gonna be a handful tonight, I tell you what. Now you'll have. So, without any further ado, one of Kenny Rogers. I love it.
Pardon. You couldn't use some good exterminators, could you? We exterminate mice, ants, moths.
Oh, heavens, to send you. The house is full of them. Meadows. Dress them in clothes like our guests so they can work in the living room unobserved. And gentlemen, they must not know what you are doing.
You're a cinch, lady. We don't know what we're doing ourselves.
Always clowning.
There have been times in my life.
Oh, yeah!
I've been wondering.
Bullshit!
Still somehow I believe. Always survive.
Bullshit!
Shut the fuck up, Danny.
Fucking.
Skin diver is to always look above when surfacing.
Bye bye, baby. Bye bye, baby. Baby, baby. Bye bye, bye.
With my bye bye blue. With my bye 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 blue. When I don't cry, and I don't sigh.
Gosh, they're
Yeah, that was a book roll double there, man. That was a beauty.
That was a good one. Good beauty. Yeah.
So there they are, the Possum Lounge. Nice group tonight. Nice group out there tonight.
Yeah.
Nice. Make a mental note to enunciate for the rest of the program. Well, I've gone as far as I can. Dr. Cake is on top, unfortunately for her, but fortunately for us, because it wouldn't be a show.
We like Cake on top. So there you go. We overrule Cake. We want her on top.
I love Cake. I love Cake. I'd punch somebody in the head for some Cake. I'll punch Ted in the head for some Cake. I'll punch Ted in the head to quit barking. Finish that treat, dude. Silly dog. Well, thank you for coming, Dr. Cake. And there's Ford Prefect returning from the Beetlejuice galaxy or Planet Juice or wherever the fuck he was. Water closet. Yeah. Thank you for coming, sir.
Ford.
Ted, you know I'll pull this trigger if you start barking at me. I'm not kidding, man. Pull the string.
Buy this magazine. Buy this magazine. Or the dog gets
through that. Finish that tree, you dum-dum. Don't sit there and look at me like, oh. It ain't going to work, pal. It ain't going to work, pal. Well, thank you for coming. And there's Maggie C.
Maggie
Roses are red. Thorn made me bled. She's a cool kid, and she really loves Ted. Well, that was lousy, but heartfelt.
Yeah.
So I get extra bonus points for that. Thanks for coming.
Boner host.
Thanks for coming. Come again. What, boner hose? You want to hit boner hose?
That's what you're posing.
Where's boner hose? Where's boner hose at, man? I don't know where I always have trouble finding boner hose.
Boner hose.
Yeah, it's all this excess weight I put
top.
On. Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Where are we at here? My tongue's a long fellow. Well, I hate to brag. Well, there's a new participant in this game show called The Life of Possum Lounge.
Hey, welcome.
Michael Wallace 3. We don't get many trios here, which is nice.
No,
oh, he's the third. Oh, I thought
nice.
It was like a jazz.
He could be a trio. Yeah.
Drum, bass, the sax. Uh-huh. You know, Michael Wallace 3.
That works.
Like that, you know?
Hey, that
except that's
sad.
A trumpet. That's a trumpet, though. That ain't. I can't do a sax.
On the
I mean, good tune tonight, man.
Police Academy.
Up.
Police Academy
yeah.
Movies. Where's that black
I almost
guy?
Cut my life short, man. We were out drinking and driving around and kids, you know, and the guy's up front. He didn't know me that well. Had never heard the trumpet before, and I let loose with a... And he almost wrecked the car because he thought I had a fucking trumpet in the back seat. It's pretty cool. I live to tell about it.
Nice.
Get him the fuck out. All right. Thank you for coming, Michael Wallace 3. And rounding out.
Three.
Oh, and there's Ted. There's Ted. Ted, you didn't. You just ate the. He ate the outside off of the treat, and now he wants another treat. Like licking the icing off of a cupcake, and then sitting it down and going, "I need another cupcake. This one's no good. It don't work that way, boo. Things cost money. You think they grow on trees? No. Spoiled dog." And there he is, Professor R.J. Gumby, the sinister minister of finance and parking. And we have a caller on hold. Buzz in later.
Okay, cool.
Apps. Oh, man. Excuse me. But here they are, the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commoner Deck.
As the Beaver.
Lick my nut sack, and don't you come back, you whore, you whore, you whore, you whore. Lick my nut sack, and don't you come back, you whore. Oh, baby, I'm sick of your crap. You make me want to stick my dick in a fucking rat trap. You just won't listen, I've told you time and again. Now I'm going to lay my scrotum on your goddamn chin. Lick my nut sack, and don't you come back, you whore, you whore, you whore, you whore. Lick my nut sack, and don't you come back, you whore. I do it on purpose, yeah, I treat you so mean. I even fuck you up the ass with no Vaseline. You can't take a hint, you just won't believe. I keep packing your shit, cause I want you to leave. Lick my nut sack, and don't you come back, you whore, you whore, you whore, you whore. Lick my nut sack, and don't you come back, you whore. You're a goddamn bitch and a fucking liar. You make me want to teabag a goddamn deep fryer. Letting you stay just doesn't make sense. I'd rather take a piss on an electric fence. Lick my nut sack, and don't you come back, you whore, you whore, you whore, you whore. Lick my nut sack, and don't you come back, you whore. Well, how fucking stupid do you think I am? I'm to the point where I don't give a good goddamn. You being here just makes me mad. Stick your tongue out and lick my goddamn gonads. Lick my nut sack, and don't you come back, you whore, you whore, you whore, you whore. Lick my nut sack, and don't you come back, you whore. Well, this fucking song could go on all day, and I still wouldn't run out of shit to say. Just get your skank ass out of my goddamn bed. I fucking hate your guts, and I wish you were dead. Lick my nut sack, and don't you come back, you whore, you whore, you whore, you whore. Lick my nut sack, and don't you come back, you whore.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So, well, you know, it's always Valentine's Day in my heart.
Right, I think you.
Yeah. I don't know who did that little rendition.
I'd rather take a piss on an electric fence. Boy, wow.
I like stick my dick in a rat trap. Ah! That's a commitment to a feeling.
Right. Jesus Christ.
Wow. Well, you want to check on our caller? It might be that new guy in the lounge.
Tina Fey. Oh, okay.
Or it could be Tina Fey. It's a New Jersey area code, so it could be Tina Fey.
She might be. Yeah, she might.
She lives in Jersey, doesn't she?
Yeah, well... Close enough.
She doesn't live in Jersey no more.
She gave you permission to play that 30 Rock tune, right? I mean, her husband.
Oh yeah.
Proposed
oh
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, well, she usually calls me. She usually calls me a couple times a week, and then just like, you know, whispers dirty shit. And then,
yeah.
The last time she called last night, I said, oh, by the way, before you manipulate your clitoris to orgasm.
Oh.
Can I play the theme song to the 30 Rock on the old Possum? She said, yeah.
All right.
I said, thanks. That went down, man.
She's my girl.
Oh, there's our first call, our second call. No, this guy's a new caller. Welcome to Possum Caller. Area code 732.
Yeah, I can never understand what's going on.
Yeah, we'll have to check in. Check in a little later.
Uh-huh.
They're
gone.
Was. I don't know what that was. I think, but you know, all of a sudden I had this sudden urge to kill. No. Drink more beer. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Delicious.
Wires mixed up.
Did you see they're still yakking about the John Wayne thing, and they're saying,
no, we
gotta rename the John Wayne Airport.
Oh Jesus Christ! Calm the fuck down, people.
Wasn't it common knowledge all this time that he was a racist and a sexist? But he was, it's common knowledge. The racist, sexist, fucking old school bigot. And we love him, in spite of it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I had old relatives that were bigots, and I loved them, in spite of it. Because they were, that was their generation. And you had to fucking look past it.
That's John.
There's no excuse for shit now.
No.
You know, but back then, fuck, man, I'm sorry. I'm not going to hate my granddad because he was like that, man.
Yeah.
You know.
Where were you, Johnny Wayne? Where were you, Duke?
You know?
Stand by the Duke.
Besides, you know, seriously, if it bugs you that much, just rent out the Cowboys and root for Bruce Dern. Yeah. Everything will be, you'll be living happily ever after. So,
the fucking crybaby.
There you have it in a nutshell.
are we gonna snap back from this, or is this just sort of keep going? I think we might snap back.
Oh, we're snapping back. We're snapping back.
Yeah, we got it. This can't go on. This bullshit.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Because it's the young kids, man. It's the young kids. They're very sensitive, man. They're very, very sensitive.
You're not serious.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah, they're dead serious, man. And they're not kidding around. So,
hopefully the kids will realize that their parents are pansies and the whole thing will change.
Hey, man. Is it anybody's birthday?
Why that? Well, my niece's was the day after mine. I don't know if we did that or not, did we? What, you got a new birthday
thing going? Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Gumby's niece.
There you go.
All right.
Donna Child Gumby.
It's just, it's fun to wish happy birthday.
Ain't it though? I thought our
everybody
does it all the time.
I know. Happy birthday, everybody.
Yeah, Silent Running was a great Bruce Dern movie.
Silent Running. I've never seen it.
No? Very good movie.
What's that one about? Give me the gist of that one.
That was just the sci-fi one he did.
Okay.
Up in the space shuttle or something.
Okay. I'll buy that.
Check it out. Gotta check it
out. I'll check it out. Check it out. I'm in the middle of my superheroes. I just finished Thor. Ba-ba-ba-boom. Yeah, Anthony Perkins was Anthony Hopkins was in that bad lad.
Yeah.
Good act. Yeah. And then they had Natalie Portman was in it too. I think they were trying to surround the guy with a lot of, you know, proven actors
talent,
so that he didn't. Yeah, because. He looked the part, though. He makes a good Thor that big day. Zeppo Marx's birthday. There you go. Ford,
Zeppo,
thank you.
Okay, all right. There you go.
Zeppo. There, now, if there was ever a birthday, yeah. Who doesn't love Zeppo?
Zeppo.
He's my fourth favorite Marx brother. Yeah.
There you go.
He's my fourth favorite Marx brother. All right, here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday, all everybody.
Right. All right, and that counts for everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah.
So Mike Wallace the third just wanted to play that code over the phone, that was it.
I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know about you, but I'm thinking like after the show maybe fire up the mower. backyard a little bit.
Put the crew,
you know?
Uh-huh.
Maybe just the weed eater. Maybe just some weed eating.
Like
weed eating. Yeah, I could hook something
up.
Did
that make any sense, or was it a phone friendly? I don't know.
I think they had the radio turned up in the background. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They were our lucky caller. Too bad they hung up because they won the grand prize. Uh-huh. Now I'm going to have to keep it. So, you know, $5 million.
Uh-huh.
I'll figure out something to do with it. But yeah. Speak up, Gumby.
Yeah.
Maggie C says, speak up, Gumby. Oh man, too bad you're not Gigantor. Gigantor. There's no like he calls up and I'm like pressing on that damn arrow key. With the volume. Down, down. Go further. Get quieter. Oh, he's the loudest person on the phone. Well, no, Bogey's just as loud, and they both scream at me all the time on the phone.
Maybe it's your phone. It could be your phone.
Yeah, I'm not real happy with this phone. And plus, the headphones only have one ear, so they're, like, beating on my left ear like, you know, nobody's business.
Only one ear.
Yeah,
well,
it's like a
little transistor radio earplugs you got.
It's kind of like you'd have at a call center, you know, where they don't have full headphones, just the one.
Okay. Oh,
you know,
I got you.
The microphone.
I got you.
Yeah, I prefer the. My old set had the double headphones, which is much nicer. The show sounds like shit through one speaker, so. I'm real proud to present this 90 minutes full of shit. Oh, we lost Ford. Oh, dear. All
right. Well, we misplaced him?
I don't know, man. It wasn't my turn to watch him. But he helped us out with Zeppo Marx's birthday, that's for sure.
Well, that was his job. Then out the window
man.
He went. Like a superhero.
Yeah, innuendo and out the
Helps us out. That's it.
Oh, okay. Ted's finishing his treat.
Him. That was it. Other podcasts needed him.
Well, I was so offensive. I was being very offensive to everybody. I blame myself.
You and the Duke. You and John fucking Wayne.
Yeah. And you can't forgive me because it's today. It's not yesterday.
Uh-huh.
If I'd have done that 30, 40 years ago, it'd be okay. But now, nope.
That's right.
Nope. Can't be doing that shit.
You.
That is correct, sir.
I was thinking of drumming up some publicity for Possum Hour by faking getting attacked by two big dudes. Two big Trump supporters.
Two giant possums.
Two giant possums.
Yeah, because you can rent those possum outfits. Yeah, you get two dudes to dress up like possums and mug you and step on your glasses. Make sure they step on your glasses.
Damn, that would be a great video for this time right now. Oh, would that be funny? Top on my glasses like Woody Allen there. Oh,
right, right.
Great.
Close up of their foot smashing the glasses.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The one hit
that
was
so funny.
With a shovel. that would be such a great fucking video for right now, man. Oh, man, Christ.
Yep. Well, you know,
quick. Okay.
Technology is going to get to the point where whatever we think we can actually put on video, so we'd be able to like go.
Yeah.
And make that happen. It's only 16 months away. We'll have that technology on Blog Talk.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
You didn't know.
Did you get the memo?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I got the memo. Yeah. It was on our secret page.
Crazy.
Mind control.
Mind and
YouTube.
The chat room will still freeze up, but we'll be able to create movies out of her. Can't have everything.
You
can't have
it
all, babe.
Room.
You know. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But
we'll be able to do that, but you still can't get in the PCR chat room at times.
All righty.
That's how
advanced
you are.
Uh oh. What we got there? Hey.
You could be a winner. Awesome.
We did it.
Yeah.
What is it?
Uh-huh. That's the sound of victory. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time again for 3 minutes you'll never get back. Portion of our show. That's approximately 3 minutes long, and you'll never get them back. Do you ever notice that, like, politicians, they always, like, think shit sounds so much more effective or forceful when they say it in a staggered tone, like this. Vice President makes them do that.
They mean it. They ain't fucking around. They mean it. That's why they do it. That's it.
That Pence guy. Boy. He's not kidding. He says stuff real slow.
Oh, really?
Scares the shit out of me. Yeah. I'm afraid he's going to, like,
Thunderbird.
He's gonna grab my schmeckles. Yeah, he's going to want to play with my noonies. He's a fagula.
You know that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. 3 minutes, you'll never get back!
Aground on the shore of this uncharted desert isle, with skillet interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
McDonald's French fries.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Does anybody remember laughter?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's not ringing any bells.
This is a song of Bob Hope. There's a live album where, what's his name? Robert Plant, right there. Robert Plant has said probably the most embarrassing moment he ever recorded.
Yeah. I think their whole career lead up is embarrassing.
The lead up the stairway, and he says, "This is a song of hope." We'd always say, "The song of Bob Hope."
Well, first of all, it was
but let me tell
you, directly from Tours. The music was taken directly from a band called Tours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've been all over
guys,
that.
We
busted that. Years ago.
Uh-huh.
Awesome lore. Okay. Well, what was that last? There was a last minute thing that came in. Oh, yeah. These dang, what? Okay. Yes. Open. Oh, okay. I can't open the link. Okay, I can open that link. Yeah, no, I'm talking to a computer. They're finding traces of the cancer-causing pesticide Roundup in my beer. In my beer.
How the fuck is weed whacking fucking pesticide getting your beer? What's going on
here? They have wheat, and different grains.
For the barley and hops. For the barley and hops.
Sure. Barley and hops. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
They're saying
enjoy your beer.
Tsingtao. Which is the other link had a whole list of them, but Tsingtao, and this one says Tsingtao, 49 parts per billion of the chemical. Corona, Miller Lite, and Budweiser between 25 and 30. Guinness and Heineken down to 20. There was only one of them I think that tested clean, and it was a organic beer. This is not cool. I'm not happy with this news. They didn't mention Yinling. Maybe if it's the rice, then Yinling's cool because they don't use rice. But then, right before the show, I saw this. Lucky Charms flavored beer will launch this weekend. Did you see that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Lucky
it's got
Charms?
The marshmallowy
Blazing
cereal
beer?
Taste of Lucky Charms.
Oh,
yeah, in your beer.
Jesus.
Delicious.
Oh, you gotta be shitting me.
Yeah. Does that sound like the worst fucking idea for a beer ever?
It sounds like a bad idea for society. First of all, we're crying about offensiveness. Now we can't drink beer without marshmallows. What the fuck?
And it's an IPA. I don't know if you remember what IPAs taste like, but they are the opposite of sweet. Wow.
We're gone.
That's got to be awful. They're celebrating Saturday morning. They're calling it Saturday Morning IPA. It is made with pounds of marshmallows, some of which we toasted along with fruity tropical fruity calypso hops. The result is magically ridiculous, says Smart Mouth Beer. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to avoiding that at all costs. I don't know, that doesn't sound like a good idea for beer for it. It's just
No.
All right. That's kind of cool. It's kind of cool. Kenya. Africa. For those of you who are, totally ignorant of geography. Anyway, they have announced the death penalty for poachers. Now, I kind of can dig that, man. I'm against the death penalty, but, there's a picture of this guy with a rhino. It was the last of his species. He died last year, and that's it. Done through, completed. Yeah. No more fucking rhinos like this guy. And I think anybody to kill something like that, fuck him. They grind him up and feed him to the other animals. It's a piece of shit. Yeah, maybe.
Collect stamps. You need a fucking hobby. Collect stamps.
Well, that's big money. Big money. So, anyway, that was kind of. I don't know where I was going with that, but bully for them, I guess. Oh, did you see this? Here we go. Here's some commercial thing. All right. Remember the Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Sure.
Great movie. Scared shit out of me. 1974 slasher film. Well, the gas station that the old gas station where they stopped, and the old man was selling the barbecue out the back and whatnot. Yep. Well, somebody bought it a couple years ago, and they finally got it all fixed up, and now they're selling barbecue in there and stuff. And they got tents out back where, you can stay for the night and whatnot. $120 a night in cabins. And then there's a campsite where you can camp. And there's souvenirs, gift shop, autographed cast photos, posters.
That's a thinker right there. That's how you do a business.
Yeah, but and they say they're not going to pull anything on you, to try to scare you during your stay. We want everybody to have a good time and But can you imagine?
But they got to sell
How long is it going to be though until some some joker takes a chainsaw there, and waits till about 2 a.m. and comes out of his cabin and ring. Come on.
Leather face.
Oh, Ford's never seen that. Man, that's one of the creepiest fucking movies ever. Ugh. Man. Creepy.
I like The Hitchhiker in the beginning. That family member was nuts.
Oh, yeah.
It was nice.
The guy that
in the van.
Keeps picking skin off his head and eating it.
Yeah.
After he lights up. Cooks it a little bit.
Based on a true story.
That's, yeah. You like it? You like head cheese? Do you? You like head cheese? That place, they make it real good.
I want to party with that guy. I want to party with that whole fucking family. They seem pretty cool. I want to party with Grandpa.
Grandpa. Take the mallet, Grandpa.
Hold the hammer.
Pretty fucking movie, man. So you didn't watch the Academy Awards there last night?
No, I don't know any of the movies. I never even heard of Green Book until after the Academy. Never even heard of the movie. So pissed off at Amazon.
Yeah. All right. Well, this one, sorry for the technical difficulties there. This one we should have. This guy is a little late. He's a little late for National Gorilla Suit Day, but this guy broke into a house in a gorilla mask. I think we reported this when it happened. But anyway, he's been sentenced to 3 years in prison. Yeah. Yeah, he was combing through these yards, and people called a cop, said, suspicious guy. He had a little meth on him, too, which, you know, that might have led to the gorilla mask and breaking in and hiding in the closet and whatnot. But anyway, they're putting him in the pokey, or hiding under the bed.
Gorilla mask. That's great.
Yeah. It says he was jailed on charges resulting resisting an officer, unauthorized entry, meth possession, and wearing a mask. In Louisiana, a person convicted of wearing a mask in public can be sentenced to 3 years in prison at most. Now, isn't that strange? Because in the Mardi Gras, they walk down that street and they're in big heads. Okay, exceptions are allowed for religious purposes or on holidays like Halloween and Mardi Gras. Okay, so shut the fuck up. It's unclear if Moran has a lawyer who could comment, but I think I see an out for him, man. He's got church.
Yeah.
You back him up, Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp.
Yeah, hey,
that was their.
I like a fucking holiday out of it.
Yeah,
no problem.
Whatever that was, that was the Church of.
Yep.
So you gotta help this guy
out.
Do this guy a solid, man. Because, I mean, what the fuck, man? It's just a gorilla mask.
That is the flying cow declares it's mask-wearing day. Gorilla mask-wearing day.
Oh, here's good. Here's the feel-good story of this next 3 minutes. A guy bought a lottery ticket at the very last minute. Powerball ticket. The guy selling the ticket says, just in the nick of time, you know, right before the machine shuts down. $1 million.
Nice.
Matched all five of the ones. Didn't get the Powerball, but he got $1 million. Lucky guy.
Did he give a taste to the guy that said, just in the nick of time? Did he get anything?
They did not say.
Give him a taste, people.
He's going to pay off debts, make investments for the future, and take a vacation someplace warm. Didn't say anything about dude. So I don't know, man. This guy might stiff him. That'd be bad for him, man. You don't ever want to stiff a guy.
You
got to
do that.
$1 million ticket. Yeah. Sheesh. That's asshole. All right. Well, let's assume he gave him a taste.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now,
there's...
This must be world record season or something, because first off, a German town, where is this? Oh, jeez. Going to get me on the German town. All right, anyway, this German town near the border of Switzerland, they are trying to break the world record for the largest group of people in one place dressed as Smurfs. So they have just about 3,000 people. 2,762 Smurfs showed up. I don't know. And why was there a record? Okay, now the record before was 2,510 people in the UK.
I was joking.
But why is this even
a
thing?
There actually is enough. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. They broke the. Congratulations, I guess. Ted's. And one more. Another world record. Now, this one, a British group, I guess since they lost the Smurf record, they want to make up for it. But they're organizing an attempt to break Guinness World Record by having more than 100 people ride a roller coaster whilst naked.
Ooh, okay.
They're trying to get
103
people naked on a theme park ride at Blackpool Pleasure Beach. And the current record is 102 naked people.
There actually is a record. These people, Jesus Christ. Hey, these people that lost the Smurfs thing, can't they just say the largest number of people dressed as the Blue Man Group and start a whole new category?
Man, I never thought of that.
Yeah, you got to work.
Next time they should think about getting them to help out if they're a couple short, three or four short.
Yeah. Or just come up with a brand new one. Set a whole new record. Fuck it. That sounds easier.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a lot of blue makeup. I don't know why you would do that. It just doesn't make sense.
I wouldn't do that. Fuck that.
Now the naked roller coaster, that's perfectly understood.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
All right. We're clear on that. Knock yourself out.
Cool.
And I'll see if I can talk Ted off the ledge. Are you okay, buddy?
Imagine the titties flapping around in those roller coasters.
Ooh, that could be ugly. It could be ugly. I know I wouldn't want to see me naked on a roller coaster. Of course, I don't want to see me naked
anywhere.
What
would that be like if that's 657 tits?
Well, if they were all girls, yeah. A bunch of tits. Unless there's any mastectomy.
There you go.
But if I was on there, there'd be two more.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show. We'll be right back.
Wonderful, wonderful. Happy birthday, George Harrison. Even though he ain't really celebrating them no more.
Nah.
Ooh.
Nah. Can't get any older than dead.
No. But he was great while he was around. He would only be 76. That's a shame, man. He died really young. It was,
That's funny how we consider that younger.
Yeah. I know. He's younger than, he was younger than us, than you and I,
yeah?
when he died.
Oh, was he?
I believe.
When he died,
yeah.
No shit. Brain
yeah,
cancer.
That was like 2000.
I'm going to find out tomorrow.
That was like 20 years ago, man.
Something's going on behind my left eye. Might be a tumor.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. It's not a tumor. It is not a tumor. Make sure you get Schwarzenegger for your doctor, because then he'll give you...
Yeah, that would be
he
good.
Can't help, you know. There's nothing he can say, but it is not a tumor. You're like, excellent, man. Thank you. Thanks, Arnie.
I said, call the Commodore. I want your message there to be on his phone. So you can play it on Possum Island. This is going to be a tumor.
It is not a tumor. Yeah, Georgie the smoking, man. I dodged that one, man. I didn't get the lung cancer knock woo, but X-ray them lungs. 35 years of smoking cigarettes, man. Ted's now giving the, he's going for the sympathy vote. He's okay. He does that all the time. He's a drama queen, man. He's also the dog that cried. And, yeah. Oh, baby. That's what Ted needs, some of that kratom. What do you think? Kratom dog food? You know, Ted was a crated dog. He was a crated dog when I got him. They had him in a cage, you know.
Yeah.
And I said I never had a dog in a cage before. That's for jamokes. Well, he tore up my whole house. Yeah. He chewed up everything in sight, man. He was a very destructive young man. Yeah, we got over that. But we never got over the barking and the tension thing. He's just, you know. I think he's got issues. I think he's got, like, insecurities. I think it's insecurity. That and I'm a terrible dog trainer.
Well, how old was he when you got him?
He was already over a year old. Yeah, he was already over a year old, and he'd had like at least three other owners.
Oh, see that? First of all, it's abandonment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't do that to dogs, for Christ's sake.
But that was the thing.
You gotta buy the fucking thing.
He was a nut job for the first, I don't know how many months, and then I had to go out of town, so I left him with my ex-wife, right?
Yeah.
For like 3 days.
Wow.
I'm picking him up,
you
and
felt
he goes like,
again. That's,
yeah, well, I came back in three
cool
days,
fucking
picked him
thing.
Up, and he's like, holy fucking shit, you came back? He
yeah.
couldn't believe it. He's like, my God, what's this shit, you know? And then it was after that that we started seeing eye to eye, connecting a little bit, and I was able to get through to him a little bit. Like, don't chew up all my pillows, okay? I need to sleep on something, for crying out loud. He was a handful. Boy, he was energetic. He used to fly through the air. He's a crazy dog. But he's slowed down considerably. Now he's just melodramatic and fat. And hungry.
He's Ted.
And we love Ted. We do love Ted. He's been a learning experience for yours truly. Everything should be a learning experience, really, when you think about
it. That's propaganda there, right? You see, propaganda.
What's that? Oh, bad news about Kratom? Kratom?
FDA.
Scrotum.
FDA or the Kratom. Scrotum.
Salmonella.
Ooh. Yeah.
Salmonella in the scrotum.
Hey, does that cause blindness?
Thank you. I don't know, man. If you play with your scrotum too much, you'll go blind, they say. That's what I heard.
Can I do it so I wouldn't need glasses? Remember that movie?
No. All righty.
Here's Robin Williams' first movie.
Herbal supplements. I ate them for a while. And I don't know if they did any difference. I still have one right here. I have a couple left. Horse chestnut. It was supposed to support healthy leg vein circulation. Because I my circulation, my leg, one of my aging problems, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it did any good or not.
I had a bad day, but I was magically gone. Good shit.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's
the Kratom.
There's another herb. There's another herb that I hear tell has a lot of interesting effects as well.
Yeah? Who tells?
Yeah.
Did I smoke a lot of it in the
70s? No, I knew somebody from Canada that smokes it.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
I have a new yodeling thing. No. A butt of girls. All right. You guys ready to yodel? There's not a whole lot of yodeling in this, but it's a beauty. So, if you're expecting, like, massive yodel, you're going to be disappointed. But if you want a nice, subtle, easy on the ears yodel, this is your yodel. So, let's go!
Holy, holy, holy. You're all alone, sitting in a 2x4.
That little cell is a taste of hell if you ain't been there before. They lock you up tight, but they treat you well. You get everything that you need in there. That's just why you stay. Why did I stray from the righteous path? Nobody knows but me. There on the outside you all can laugh. I don't need your sympathy. After I paid for the junk I sold, I leave this place with my waiting gold. So why did I stray from the righteous path? Nobody knows but me.
One more time.
Holy, holy.
Well, they like the intro better than the yodel itself, but that's okay.
Yeah. Hey, whatever works.
We did this one already. No way. Good one. All righty.
Okay.
Well, that's about it, man. I believe we've... covered all the features. Obama.
this is September.
That's a little old there, I think. Yeah. They got a different guy. Yeah, they got a different guy now.
They do. They got some other fella.
It's some other fella who's president of the United States now. Isn't that weird? Wow. I can't recall his name. But actually, I don't want to recall his name. But that's another story. Because I don't want to tear the wings out of the little baby Jesuses, Elvis.
No. No.
All right. Shall we wrap this debacle up?
Yeah,
I can't think of anything more. Let's see if I got one more headline.
Love Red Bone.
See if I got one more headline.
Okay,
think something up. Yeah, we're gonna blame the whole show on Leon Redbone. Good fucker. You know, it's going well. Okay, this was the weirdest fucking shit. Now, the Amazon jungle, in the midst of the middle of the Amazon jungle in Brazil. They find a dead humpback whale. The fuck out of here. That
what
wild stuff?
Fuck?
Yeah.
Aliens, man. It's gotta be aliens. How else could a fucking
That's
whale
what everybody there? Else is. A lot of people are saying that.
Uh-huh.
They're trying to determine the cause of death. But the carcass is too big to move. How the fuck did it get there in the first place?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Gotta be.
I'm freaking out, dude.
It's college kids.
It was a prank.
Uh-huh. They were hoping somebody would come across it. Otherwise, the prank was useless.
The whole damn graduating class, man, was in on that. Hauling that thing out there.
Anyway, I'm smoking a Caldwell Long Live the King. Damn good cigar. Long live the king.
All right. That's our plug of the week.
Yeah. In a week.
Could be one of those things. Ford says cause of death, impact with the ground. Maybe he got caught up in one of them tsunamis.
I can't imagine that.
No. Can you imagine sitting there and...
Humpback whales are known for their... bad judgments or their bad directions. They don't. So, that could be it. Take that into consideration.
He got on the wrong bus, you know, ended up in Brazil.
Yiddling. It happened to Hunchback Wolf.
Oh, shoot. Lost his carry-on luggage and everything. Well, sorry to hear that, man.
Yes.
The humpback. Humpback.
Yeah.
Humpback. That was the kind they had in Star Trek, man. Oh,
okay.
You got the spay burn tonight, Magic C. I forgot to look that up about the different kinds of spay burn. Yingling.
Star Trek movie I've seen.
The whale one?
Yeah, the one with
Remember the chick, the scientist with the whales?
Yeah.
And like she didn't wear a bra the whole movie. It was really cool.
Yeah.
I used to love the old days. Wasn't it cool?
Mm-hmm.
Titties. Nips.
Well, that's
what Nipsey
I
Russell.
The first Texas Chainsaw Massacre. 70s chicks were hot. 1970s
chicks.
There you
go. Yeah. All right. Nips ahoy. Say goodnight, everybody.
Yeah. Nips ahoy. I mean, goodnight, everybody.
There you go. Hey! Yeah. All right, that was a goodie. An oldie but a good. You know, and I'm thinking back to the old days of Balsamar. And I remember I went through a period there where I was playing covers of Stairway to Heaven to the point of ad nauseum. And I believe I actually had to make a promise. I think I played almost everyone I played tonight, maybe four. I had to make a promise that I'd never play it again. And there, I've broken. I'm not a man of my word anymore. But this is a new and different show than that was. That was a different show.
Yeah.
It was a whole different format.
A lot of time went by.
It's like John Wayne being a bigot. It was a different time, okay?
Yeah.
It was a different time. Times have changed. I can play Stairway to Heaven if I want to play Stairway to Heaven.
That's right.
But I think I'm done
with
Stairway to Heaven for a while. I don't know about you. I'm kind of played at this point after this show. But, you know, it's a good time, like you say.
Yeah. Woo! Still alive.
Who's that?
Kirk Douglas, still alive. Peter Tork,
I know. His son's like 80, practically.
Yeah.
And he's still kicking. He's not having, you know, shoot. He's feeling good.
His son's going to kick before he does.
I think he will because, I mean, Kirk Douglas was a badass motherfucker. And when you're that badass, man, it'd take a lot to take him down. You know, he'll outlive all the rhinos. Jeez, he beat Woody Strode in a gladiator match. Come on. And Woody Strode.
Uh-huh.
I mean, break.
Yeah. That
guy's big as a house.
He's casting, too.
Although I've noticed
his corpse in the Amazon.
I've been kind of keeping score on Woody Strode. He usually gets whacked in almost every movie, man. He doesn't survive the movies too often. It's always a tragic, you always like fall in love with him. You're like, oh, that's my favorite guy there, that big black guy there. He's cool.
Bam.
And then they kill him, and you're like, oh, they killed him. He breaks your heart every time, man. Woody Strode, gotta love him.
He's done a lot of TV shows too, a lot of lectures.
Mm-hmm. He was great, man. He must have been a football player or something. He was a
big man.
A lot of Westerns.
He helped the Duke out in many of the movies, huh?
Oh, you got that right. Man, Liberty Valance.
Uh-huh.
Pompey.
Uh-huh, he had his back.
Here's some pork chop money, Pompey.
Uh-huh.
Remember that? Was
Lee Marvin. Lee Marvin would have picked
Jimmy
up that steak if Woody Strode didn't have that fucking shotgun on his ass.
Got that right.
Well, not that he
you
picked it up anyway,
right.
But yeah, there you go.
A little pork chop money, Pompey. Pork chop.
I'm going to say now, man. I'm going to find out what kind of athlete he was. He's a football star.
He had to be an athlete, yeah. Some sort. Because he was built like Superman, you know.
Uh-huh.
Fucking.
He was one of the first African American players in the National Football League.
So he was football. Okay.
Yeah.
That washes. That passes the sniff test, for sure. Cool guy, man. It's kind of like the mark of excellence, because I don't think I've ever seen him in anything that sucked, to be honest. It's not like he makes the movie great, but it's like he's there. It's probably good. Like Strother Martin. He's usually not in crap.
Yeah.
Strother Martin, good movie. And if Walter Brennan's in the cast, watch it. Your chances of a stinker are slim and none.
Uh-oh.
And he was another one that was a bigot.
He saves movies. saved movie.
But he was a bigot. He was a racist. Mm-hmm. They said when Martin Luther King got assassinated, he danced a jig, no offense, on the set of whatever that show was. Guns of Will Sonnet. He danced. No, Guns of Will Sonnet he was doing then. All right.
Okay.
Hit it, Tommy.
Tommy.
He danced a jig when he heard me. Martin Luther King been shot. That's exactly it. That was the recording of it.
You can't say that, Commodore.
No, that's like fucked up, man.
You can't use the say. You can't say the J word, man.
Wait a minute.
There
what's
go,
the J
man.
Word? What's
you
the J word? Oh,
Jake.
Oh, yeah.
Ass.
Sorry, I said no offense, man.
They're going to be after your ass, man. College kids are going to be after your ass. I got to distance myself from you with that jig talk.
Me, John Wayne, and Walter Brennan.
Well, you're in good company.
Politically incorrect. All we need is Dean Martin and Ricky Nelson, and we can have a movie.
There you go, man. I can see that.
Get Claude Akins. See if he's still around. I saw a thing on Angie Dickinson, and it almost made me cry, man. It was like from the Sunday show. If you could find it, Mo Rocca interviews her, and she's just wonderful. She's almost 90. I think she is 90. And she's just
still alive.
Wonderful. You know.
Hey, I just seen Woody Strode in Lust in the Dust. I forgot he was in there. Yeah.
No way! Wow, I haven't seen that.
Yeah,
I watched that once. Yeah, a million years ago. I haven't seen that in a million.
Okay.
Jeez.
But you know who's funny as hell in that, man? Is that what the fuck is his name? It's Julian Lewis's father, Joffrey Lewis. Oh, he's fucking riot in this one. He played Hardcase William.
Yep,
he's always
correcting
his own English. His own grammar.
All right, man. Well, I assume we'll be here Friday, God willing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although
I'll
may get struck by lightning.
On.
Yeah.
I'll be a pirate.
Or half your brain gone, or one of those little things on your melon, you know, the little handkerchief. Your new brain. All right, man. Well, good luck on the new brain.
I'm going to see a brain specialist.
Yeah. We'll see you then.
Oh, the iron.
All right. Oh, yeah, I know. Well, we mock what we are to be.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.